Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, my friend invited me to River Valley Church, and she knew, my friend knew that I just liked Jesus. So she invited me there, and there was no expectation, like, hey, I got to get Jenny here so she changes. So it was all God, and I know now that the enemy kept me away from getting into a church that could guide me, a really good church that speaks truth, because when that was going to happen, I was going to explode for the Lord. And so all those years, the enemy kept me away, and it's so evident now. And it's evident of the times that Jesus tried to get a hold of me.
So you know? Were you still using the first time you went to church? Were you still in a using period?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What happened the first time you went?
Oh, my gosh. It was breakdown, bawling, just couldn't get up, couldn't leave. Total conviction, I felt. Every time I went there, I felt that. I felt convicted. I would cry. I would not want to leave. I would sit there until everybody was gone, and I knew something was happening in my heart. I knew that this was real. This was God. He was working on me, and it didn't come off right away. I'm hard, you know. I was a user, and I'd go and be at church, and I'd go, I'm not driving to that liquor store. Sometimes I'd turn around, sometimes I didn't. It peeled off. Had to do layers.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So often we hear of the instantaneous, everything changes, and for those of us who didn't have that experience, we feel like either we didn't have the experience or we're doing something wrong. And there's a different way that God, you know, touches people and how they respond to it. But you kept going.
Kept going. You have to keep going.
Okay.
Have to keep going.
But you kept going because you wanted to keep going. Where do you think that desire came from?
That came straight from Jesus.
Okay.
Yep. And I know that. And I knew that. I knew that that desire was from him. I knew that it was, I was hooked. I was hooked, and I was being pulled in, and I could feel that. And I would pray. I would pray just for him to take my hands because they're not mine. And I know I'd pray, please let me be drunk in you, because it says in the Bible not to be drunk, but let me feel what I feel when I'm with you. And it happened. It happened for me.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.